He does make everything beautiful in His time. Amen. You see, the Lord does everything in the right time. Amen. Even our seemingly, bad things, adversities and all that, God allows it to happen at a certain time that we might not see at that moment that it is actually the right time. Because that produces something later on, we don't even realize it is because of this adversity. Amen. How many know that God makes all things work together for His child's good? Amen. You are sons and daughters of God. Because of that, your inheritance is that everything, not everything is good, but everything in your life is working for your good. Amen. Delays even. Traffic lights. For all you know, God knows if you go too fast, you're a person who is very fast on the road. And there's an impending accident in front. So He allows a lot of red lights. And here you are, breathing fire and brimstone, all right, because you're not happy about it. Thank the Lord. Even small things like this. I'm using a small illustration because I want you to know that all things means all things. You got to believe it. I didn't get the seat I want today, Pastor. All things work together for good. You are meant to be there. You are meant to meet someone maybe. You are meant to be at the right place. And God, always remember, God is protecting you. And I know that many of you have testimonies of how, you were restrained from going somewhere and you found out later on there was a problem area. God always, we complain now because we don't see His love for us. He looks far ahead. Amen? So Martha and Mary may weep and Jesus wept, all right, together with them. But Jesus knew He was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. And Lazarus' name will always be there. Amen? And He knew the outcome. But they didn't because they live in the moment. Actually, Martha lived in the past and in the future. Mary lived in the moment. And there's a Bible verse, very beautiful verse that says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. The first part there, the accepted time, now is the accepted time, is the word kairos dektos. Kairos dektos. It's a quotation from Isaiah that shows F, time, and Ratzon. Remember the year of Ratzon? So Ratzon and dektos in the Greek is the same word. The time when God's grace profusely abound. Yes. Amen. Amen. So when is the kairos dektos, accepted time? Now. Amen. Now. Now, with all that is happening, that is dark in the world, God is doing great things. Revivals are breaking out everywhere. Amen. New covenant revival. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ministry of righteousness revival. And remember, when you listen to end times, you listen to or you watch this kind of thing, do not let your heart be troubled. If the person is saying that, the bowls are being poured in the book of Revelation, we are now in the beginning part of the tribulation, great tribulation, the person doesn't know what he's talking. Okay, because the child of God will not go through that. Amen. The Bible says very clearly in Romans 5, it tells us this. It says, but God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't it amazing? Think about how much God loves you now even, that you are His child. While you were still a sinner, God loved you. God sent His Son while we were all sinners. Amen. We don't care about Him. We have no heart for Him. Amen. We were sinning our way. All we like sheep have gone astray, yet God sent His Son to become the payment, the ransom for our sins. Amen. God demonstrates His love for us. Can I have a good amen? All right, in all the evil that has happened, remember, evil is not from God. Why did God make Adam and Eve, Pastor Prince, if God knew that they're going to sin? Well, would you still make someone and give them a free choice, knowing that free choice must be free choice? And if free choice is exercised, there might be a possibility they might choose the wrong choice. And because of that, you refuse to make someone with free choice, then the best thing for you is AI. But sometimes AI is a misbehave, right? So God doesn't want an AI, you know, anything with artificial intelligence. He gave us free choice. He made us in His image. But behind everything, God knew man would fall. But even behind that, God in His foreknowledge saw that this evil, this fall of man will bring forth the greatest redemption. Amen. You see, if man continued unfallen, if man continued sinless, right? Not sinning, innocent, all right? There's no guarantee that Adam and Eve, if they succeeded, that their descendants won't. Because by then there'll be hundreds times hundreds, there'll be thousands times thousands, and as time goes on, the earth will be populated. There's no guarantee that someone will not sin. So it's always a state of insecurity. But with the redemption of Christ, God sent His Son, who is the last Adam. Now in Christ, there is a guarantee, an eternal security for all of us. Amen. Our redemption is forever. Amen. You are safe eternally. Amen. Amen. There's no worry about, and think about that. Adam and Eve, when they were in the garden, they were in charge of the earth. The Bible says, for you and I, through Christ's redemptive work, we are now joined as with Jesus Christ in the center of the universe. Amen. And where is it? Beyond the Milky Way, beyond what even the greatest telescope that man can build can reach. Amen. That's where my mom went through. The angels brought her right there, right through it to God's presence. Amen. One day the Bible says heaven will come down. Literally a whole city will come down on earth. All right, that's not a message altogether. But how many know that God gets glory? God turns even the wrath of men to praise Him. Not that God initiates evil. God cannot. God is perfect goodness. God is love. But God gets glory. Think about it. How is truth glorified? How is truth magnified? In the midst of what? Dishonesty. In the midst of cheating. In the midst of all this sin, when there's truth, truth is seen clearly. You see, the part of God, mercy, compassion, grace, love cannot be exercised even though it is inherent in the Godhead, even before man fell. It is there, but it cannot be demonstrated unless there's sin. Because grace is for people who have sinned. Mercy is for those who have failed. So that part of God cannot be seen until there's a fall. So I'm not saying, listen, that we fall so that God's grace can be seen. No, that's how people try to pervert this. But the truth is, that's the truth. Just like truth cannot be seen unless it's among dishonesty, falsehood. Love cannot be seen in its beauty until it is among bitterness, vengefulness, vindictiveness, bitterness, unforgiveness. Then that someone with love comes out. Like Jesus in the midst of Galilee, when He walked around, there was hatred around Him. Amen. And yet He healed the sick, raised the dead, cleansed the leper. Beautiful. Amen. Grace in the midst of ugliness that our sins have brought into this world. So the problem with the world today, all right, because they save the world, and that's good. But save the people. The people are causing the problems. And the people are safe, your world gets right. There was a pastor one time, he was preparing his message and he could not get his message. And it was Saturday night and he was like, oh God, please speak to me. Give me a message, Lord. All right, have you been there before, pastors? Right? And his little boy came in and asked him, Dad, can you please put this together? And he said, oh, no. I'm busy now. No, not put together. Can you help me read to me this story? Then he realized that, you know, that behind the story, there was a story about Earth, the globe. And behind, you know, it was a man. So he said, I think I'll make this whole thing to a jigsaw piece so that my son will be occupied and don't disturb me. I need the word from the Lord. So the son, he cut into a jigsaw puzzle. And very quickly, the boy came back. He says, there's no way he knows how the earth is like. And finally, the boy came back. He's pasted everything together and it's perfect. Just like how, you know, the earth is supposed to be. Then he said, how do you manage that? Then behind there's a picture of a man. When I put the man right, the earth becomes right. Got the message? So the pastor got the message. When the man is right, his world gets right.